But that's fine, because I'm Bill.
And I'm Abby.
And these are some of the sodas we like.
We are keeping ourselves very far away from the fidget spinner this
time.
Well,
one of us is. One of us is literally touching it.
Nope. It's across the room again. It's across the room.
We're just a couple of fidget spinners.
Because
we haven't opened ourselves up to the original fidget spinner. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
No. No, you can't spin Jesus. It was his cross. His cross was the... Come on. It was literally in the last episode.
This is simultaneously somebody's favorite and least favorite running joke. Like, there's two kinds of people in this world.
Yep.
And one of them is me. And I've got this
Oh, y'all.
Australian
y'all.
Bev.
We're getting real down and dirty today.
That's right, Meg. We're just now getting to that cache of soda that you brought me. I believe when you first started seeing Tom.
Oh, boy.
I think these were from her first trip. If not sooner.
Well, they expired 2 years ago, so.
It says best before 59778. No, so that's 57,000 years in the future. I think we're fine.
Okay.
I trust Australia.
Yeah.
And they're... well-expired half-fruit sodas.
Yeah, so like I said, before I was interrupted, damn it! I thought I'd turn that off. But we're getting real.
Yeah, we got a backlog, you guys.
A considerable backlog.
Now, you look at this can, you're just like, oh, nudie soda. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no,
no. No, it's nudie and soda.
So I'm guessing is nudie slang for fruit?
It's gotta be slang for poison. It's from Australia. You're holding a can of the world's only soda that's been certified by nudie.
What is nudie?
It contains 50% real fruit juice. No preservatives, colors, they get the superfluous use. No sodium benzoate, potassium sorbate, or phosphoric acid. What?
Phew! That's what it says.
Less than 2.5% added sugar. It's half fruit. You didn't have to add sugar, I presume.
Made in Australia from local and imported ingredients. They give you 10 cents at the can exchange.
This is a 200 milliliter can. Like, 10 cents
yeah.
for that? That's tiny.
Yeah.
Granted, this is mostly can, I guess, but still.
It's a pretty solid can, too.
I'm into it. I might keep one of these cans.
Yeah, just so that you
just
have
just because it says nudie on it.
Yeah, it does say nudie. I was going to try and make a sexy thing out of it, but then my phone rang. It ruined the sexy, as it so often does.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Right, phone owners? Phoners. Don't worry about it. It's time to crack a cold can. That's right. We got two cans.
Yep. They're
this
tiny.
Not common for...
Oh.
Yeah.
Smells fruity.
Yeah, this is some fruity bullshit.
Yeah, I can smell the mango.
Yeah, I can smell the mango.
Not
I don't
super
actually
into that.
Like mango.
I'm not. I don't mind the flavor. I don't actually like eating them. We'll see. All right.
I'm just getting a peek at the coloring here. This is your classic color of orange juice with other fruits mixed in, barely.
Yep.
So.
Mostly looks like orange juice.
We got a loud fruity bullshit, everybody. It's been a while.
Here, let's get that one a little
solid,
bit.
Solid cans. Solid construction. That's Australian engineering.
Yeah. Thick.
Yeah, that's a thick, sharp bev.
Yeah. Dude, you know what it is? It's essentially carbonated fruit nectar.
It's literally half juice. Mm-hmm. So this makes sense. And the other half is carbonated sugar water.
Okay, but juice doesn't necessarily mean nectar. There's a difference. There's a difference in viscosity. I dig it, though.
That's fine.
Like it's a fruit cocktail.
This is absolutely a common drink setup.
Yeah.
With your just carbonated juice.
Yep.
San Pellegrino?
Uh-huh.
Am I recalling correctly? Yeah. And as far as that category goes, like...
I dig it.
Solid.
Yeah.
It's in there. Yeah. It's just not my favorite juice category, or...
Combination?
Drink category.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm largely anti-juice in general, but...
I mean, it does have way more sugar than necessary, but then again, soda.
Yeah. It's got less than 1 gram of protein, though.
All right.
Energy, 328 kilojoules.
Ah! I don't know if I've ever seen... What?
I've never... Australia! You silly shits.
What the fuck? Man, percentage daily intake is based on an average adult diet of 8,700 kilojoules.
I don't know how many kilojoules I intake in a day.
It's... Okay, it's 78 calories. Like, that's...
You wanna...
What? Why would you...
You wanna write a diet book with me? The kilojoule diet? It's just low-cal. That's
yep.
it.
Yep, it just sounds cooler.
Yeah. $140 million by the end of
2018. Yep.
We can self-publish on Amazon, too. It's, like, easy.
It's true.
Yeah.
Hmm. I suppose we'd have to actually do it first. Yeah, that's what I thought. Do they really, instead of saying 2,000 calories, do they really measure it in kilojoules?
Kilojoules!
I feel like that's just unnecessary mathematics.
In our upcoming fad diet, can we call them billijoules? I wasn't intentionally timing you for when you were going for a drink, but when I saw the wheels in motion as I started talking, I was just like, perfect. What a perfect day for a perfect boy. That's me.
He's causing me pain.
I know my analogy, though.
Okay.
It ties in with the only other times that I ever have this kind of bev.
Go ahead.
Nudie and soda is like going to brunch
mm-hmm.
when you already had a light breakfast.
All right. I've
just
done that
before. Munching away, you're just like...
Man, I'm going to get indigestion in a little while.
Yeah, I don't need
I got
this.
Too much food in my butt.
Yeah.
Belly.
You also... Just a cornucopia
Oh, man!
Is that a booty barf?
Yeah, it's a booty barf.
Okay. Anyway. He's like, I didn't need to eat any of this. And I'm also going, like, super dessert heavy. Because
yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a sandwich and go out to brunch for a cold cuts.
Yeah.
Well, last time I went to brunch, I had some lovely black cherry and cream cheese crepes, though.
Oh, gosh, that sounds wonderful.
It was fantastic. Right, nice little place across the street from the Hubbard in Middleton. Like, on the other side of the senior center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Say, God, good luck to you if you're on the other side of the street from the Hubbard.
We sat down immediately at, like, 11 in the morning on a Sunday. Like,
well, good luck.
No hesitation. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hubbard had a line out the door.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, they're good.
Yeah.
It's a diner.
Yeah. I like them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I'm burping a lot. And they're thick.
Thick
they're thick burps. With nudie.
Thick
My
burps.
Thick nudie burps. Bill with his thick nudie burps. Abby with a butt full of food.
I'm just going to shove a whole turkey up there.
Can I get a side of sausage? It's brunch.
Yeah.
Of course you can.
Yeah. Of course.
You can really taste the nudie.
Bill knows what nudie tastes like. When did you meet nudie?
Passion fruit.
Nudie doesn't look like they're... What is going on?
I think
with nudie
is just the orange half of the can.
Nudie's right there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a little picture of nudie.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely tasted nudie.
Oh, my.
If you've tasted nudie.
No, you got to, if you're going to go down there, you got to get up there.
If you've tasted nudie, real quick, future Bill, edit in a, Google phone number here. Please call and leave a message. Tell us about your experiences. Thank you. I'll forward those voicemails to a certain email address.
Oh, man.
If I can get, like, one whatever area code, probably 608, because they do local.
Do they?
Yeah.
Cool.
We had a phone number for a bit.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
Yeah. But if we can get 1608... butt food, I'm taking it.
F-U-D?
Butt foot.
No, with the...
Nah, it's butt foot. I don't think most... Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are expanded ASCII phone pads. But I don't think that most are going to have...
An umlaut. No, that's fair.
So you can properly express your butt foot.
No, what I need to do is expel my butt foot.
Wow. Not on my nice, light tan couch.
It's a lovely couch.
It's a very nice couch. Mm-hmm. It was a gift for my parents.
Aw, that's sweet.
They wanted the same couch, but in a love seat form. So they bought
both.
This exact couch, only smaller. And all gave right. me the big one.
Cool. Cool.
Uh-huh.
It's
great because I can lay down on it and not be, like, propped up at all.
That's nice.
That's all I need.
He's a tall boy.
I'm average height for an American male.
I guess.
Which is...
I'm tall.
Yeah, you're tall.
I'm tall.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're about the same height. So...
Yeah.
Rate it.
Oh, shoot. I'll give it a 58.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
I mean, it tastes fine. I just feel a little sloshy.
Yeah.
And I don't feel... We had a long break between recordings. Because it's no secret we do these in batches.
All right.
We sort of bored ourselves. Sometimes.
No, but that's... That's happened.
I don't think a full soda boarding has happened to you. I think we established that as 4 bad ones in a row.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, we did 3 in a row, 2 of which were not great.
Right.
Well, for me.
And then we got...
One of which was awesome for you, but...
Jacked up on caffeine.
Oh yeah, that too.
Other time, yeah.
No, I meant the other time that ended with the cock and bull.
I like the cock and bull.
I know you did. It was gross.
I've bought a few more packages of that since. I bought one chair and I bought the standard for the 4th of July.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Got it. Oh, boy. Let's see.
You had all this time.
I did. My analogy is... Because it is that this soda is like digging out an old video game system and popping in one of your, not necessarily favorite games, but a game that you have fond memories of.
Yeah, there's an important distinction.
Yeah, exactly. And popping that in there, blowing out the cartridge, even though you're not supposed to do that, technically, I guess, and sticking it in there and booting it up and just not... I mean, it's just not as good as you remember. Maybe you're older.
I mean,
maybe it was never that good to begin with.
I assume you're at least a little older.
Well, maybe it's because you're older.
I have fond memories from yesterday.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, you know, it's just something about it has changed.
You know what?
Or maybe you've changed.
I have had that happen where I was just like, I liked this yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm hard to please.
So, I'll give it, let's see, I'll give it... I'll give it a 62.
That makes it nice and easy. I'll give it a 60.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wunderbar.
Huh? You know, there was a time when Bob would always insist on rating it last so he could always make sure that even though we were on a 100-point scale, it would always have a decimal point.
Oh, rude.
It was kind of funny. So... But we've given it a 60, and here we are.
Yeah.
With nothing to talk about.
No, I think we're good.
No dreams to share.
No.
No dreams to spare.
Oh, my.
I have a copy of, speaking of nostalgic titles, I got a copy of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein for the Super Nintendo right fucking there.
Is that based on the movie?
I believe so.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
What does this tell you?
The Kenny Branagh movie? Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, never mind. Now we have an embarrassing story.
This is, just real quick, because people are going to yell at me for being a weirdo. I didn't buy this as an adult. I've owned this game for nearly 20 years.
Came out in 1992.
Yeah, I didn't get it brand new.
Oh, well, that's probably good.
I think I got... my Super Nintendo in 94.
Oh,
all right. 93, 94, somewhere. But, yeah.
Well,
I've had it for more than 20 years. Shit, it's 27.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's still more than 20 years.
Yeah, 22, 23 years.
Yep. Looks pretty good for being that old.
I have friends that are younger than the time I've spent with this cartridge.
Yep.
I have all friendships remaining that are younger than time spent with this cartridge.
Even after all of them are gone, this cartridge will remain.
Because it's made of plastic, and plastic makes it possible.
It's true.
Anyway, what was your thing?
Oh, my embarrassing story was that we got this movie in middle school or early high school because on the back it said it was erotic. It lied! It lied. If you watch this movie and are in any way aroused, I feel like you need to seek some help.
Now, that said, the video game, in that regard,
oh, yeah.
Nothing like the movie.
Oh, my
If you pop
God.
This in your Super Nintendo, you're getting reprogrammed into a bone drone. So just remember, Soda Pals, pick yourself up a copy of Mary Shelley's Superstar. On the Frankintendo.
God damn it, Bill.
And fill your butt with food.
Woo!
See you later, Soda Pals.